Merry Christmas from all of us at News Radio WGNS. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE is grateful for the trust and warmth of its members. And during this season, MTE would like to wish you a season filled with joy and peace. Happy holidays from MTE. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas to our friends at the Salvation Army. We are going to visit here this morning with the Murfreesboro Corps Administrator, Sergeant Ruby Keith, who is joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good to have you here with us today. Fairly new to Murfreesboro, right?
Yes, fairly new to the Salvation Army in Murfreesboro. I have been here since October with the Salvation Army, but I have lived in this great community for about a year now.
Well, that helps.
Yes, it does.
You know, sometimes when there's a change in leadership and officers come in, they're coming from other states and they don't even know their way around town. So at least you had that problem taken care of.
Yes, I knew where the local Walmart was, yes. So it's a good start.
Gotta always know where that and Kroger is located, right?
Absolutely.
So you had to also, I guess, when you started, you kind of hit the ground running because we were almost at holiday time.
Yes, it was absolutely holiday time. I came in right in the beginning of the fun season, right when Angel Tree was starting to pick up and applications were starting. And so it was a great time to come in.
Yeah. Well, so here we are and we've already had the Angel Tree come and go, I guess. Maybe kind of give us an update on what happened during Angel Tree this year.
Absolutely. So Angel Tree this year, we were able to help about 1,500 children throughout the community, which is about 410 families. So it was a great number to cover. And our community was amazing in their support. And we were able to cover that. And on Monday, we distributed to all of them in one day. And so it, again, took amazing volunteers to make that happen. We had about 25 families every 15 minutes come through a drive-through. And so it was amazing to be able to see the process happen and to see how volunteers and a community can come together to make sure that we cover the children in our community and make sure that we're able to provide Christmas to them.
And you have a wonderful system with close relationships with the city and county school system, I think, is kind of how that process begins in identifying families that could use this help during the holidays.
Absolutely. We had some schools reach out to us personally, but we also did a fully online system this year, which also made it accessible to a lot more parents. They could do it right on their phones. We had quite a few of them doing it right in the school pickup line while they waited for their children. And so it made it a lot more accessible for families.
Well, that's wonderful. I remember the long lines of people waiting, you know, to fill out the application and do that process. So, you know, technology does help with that, obviously, of course. And it seems like the number goes higher and higher every year of the number of kids and families that that need that help.
It does. And, you know, it's one of those things where we see the need in our community. And at Christmas time, the need is even greater. You know, times get a little harder. A lot of people, the work schedule changes at Christmas time. And so it's a chance for families to be able to not just have toys, right? It's not about just toys. It's about giving hope and hope that there's brighter days, hope that, you know, there's a future ahead, not only for them, but for their children as well.
Yeah. And you know, I remember so many stories about, you know, people who were helped with Angel Tree during this time of the year. And it's been several years ago now, but there was one family, and I can't remember how many angels that they adopted and bought the gifts, but when they brought them by, they said, well, just 2 years ago, we were on the receiving end, and we just wanted to give back. And that's really a cool way to know that you're helping in a time of need, but also showing that hope. And then if they can give back later, that's a great testimony.
Absolutely. We heard that a few times, like, you know, where we were on the receiving end a few years ago, and now I'm in a place that I can give back to others. And so they do that, whether it's their time and they're able to come work in the warehouse or on distribution day or by adopting angels themselves.
Were you, I guess, as part of this process, you know, I guess there's always the, you know, are we going to have enough of the angels adopted and how does that go? And I'm always blown away at how this community responds. Kind of talk to us a little bit about that part of it.
Absolutely. So all of our angels went out. And so that was great to be able to get all the angels out into the community, whether it was from the mall or from the tree at Walmart or from our office or online. You could even adopt them online, which helped a lot. However, not all of them returned, which happens every year. And so then we're able to fill them through other donors that are able to give us toys or cash donation to be able to make sure that we have enough to cover what we need. The older children are always harder.
Yeah.
Clothing is always hard. Coats is always something we need more of. And so the community really, really came through at the end for us to make sure every child received something.
And there are a lot of, you know, corporate donations and, you know, corporations here within Rutherford County that help with that. I know many years ago there was a company that bought like 80 bicycles one time. You know, the gym was full. So, you know, we have great community partners here too.
Yes, churches, community, yeah, businesses, just individuals who say, hey, let's take a whole family on.
Awesome. Well, Monday, I'm sure, was a big day.
It was. It was a fun, exciting day.
Yeah, I bet. Sergeant Ruby Keith joining us today, Salvation Army Murfreesboro Corps Administrator. And what makes the holidays very interesting at the Salvation Army is not only Angel Tree, but the Red Kettles. And these go hand in hand, almost simultaneous, two of the biggest things that you do all year at the same time.
At the same time.
So how are the kettles going out there right now?
They're going pretty well. You know, we're about 4 days left the season. Our physical kettles end on Christmas Eve. And so we're counting down the days, also trying to reach that goal and make sure that we're able to provide everything we can for our community for the year-round programs.
I think it's important to note that if you give at a kettle here in Rutherford County, that money is going to stay here in Rutherford County,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. So it goes for the programs here in Rutherford and Cannon Counties that we're able to provide for out of our building here.
Yeah. So, you know, you don't have to worry about, is this going somewhere and divvied out and percentages and that kind of thing. Just know the funds that are raised here stay here. And kind of maybe talk a little bit about some of the programs that without the kettles, the money from the kettles and the donations wouldn't be able to provide.
Sure. So our programs here, we're able to do our year-round community meal program, which is a hot meal that we serve every evening to the community, but also to our shelter guest as well. And then we also have our supportive housing shelter with our guests. We have a 35-bed shelter, 12 men, 3 women, and 4 family rooms. And we are pretty much full year round.
Yeah.
And so those funds in the kettles are able to make sure that we can provide them not just a shelter, but also the programming and the resources and the assistance to be able to get them stable and in their own homes. That's always the goal, is to not just kind of give them the fish for the day, but make sure that they're able to provide and remain stable for themselves. So then we also have our rent and utility assistance programs that we also do year round. And so it helps in many different avenues, in many different ways year round. So that change in that kettle is really about the change that we're trying to provide for people's lives.
Absolutely. And I'm always kind of taken aback when you see people at the kettle, warm weather, cold weather, rain, people are there, and those are all volunteers that are giving of their time to help as well.
Yes. So it is amazing here, again, going back to that community support and just the way the community steps up for each other in the ways of standing out there in the cold and the wet, especially when it was pouring rain the other day.
Yeah.
It kind of, skies kind of opened up on us, but they were out there and they were ringing. And we also have a few paid bell ringers this year. So that way we could spread it even further and make sure that we were able to fully achieve what we needed to do throughout the year.
Sure. the more volunteers you have, though, the more all of that, you know,
absolutely.
Stays right here for programs. So yes. Is there still an opportunity to volunteer?
There absolutely is. If you go to registertoring.org, register to ring, and then you can sign up for a shift and you get to pick the location that you would like as well. And so if you go there, you can sign up. You can also go to our website, SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org, SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org, and you can find opportunities there to volunteer, including the kettle.
Okay, very good. So you'll be doing kettles through Christmas Eve.
So the physical kettles will be out through Christmas Eve. However, you can always give online, again, that's SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org, until the end of the year. So that way, anybody that wants to get their year-end donations can do it right there. It's easy, it's simple, user-friendly.
Yeah, great way to do that. Locations, can you hit the highlights of where the physical kettles are to give folks an idea of, well, I live close to that area, or that's my Walmart or whatnot?
Sure, yeah. The Walmarts, Kroger, Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby is a good one. People love Hobby Lobby. Krogers are always fun and friendly. We have a lot of singing volunteers that go to our Krogers. And then Walmarts are always available and always a fun. They're very busy. If you've been in a Walmart parking lot lately, you know they're extremely busy. So
and some of those locations, you can have more, because there's more than one entrance, like some of the Walmarts, I guess you could have more than one kettle.
Yes. So if you have a group, you can always split up among the doors and be able to maybe have some friendly competition with yourselves there. If you have a group or a Bible study or college students that are home for Christmas break, or you're looking for something to do with your family.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Good opportunities there. And, you know, with school being out tomorrow, maybe it's an opportunity as a family to go out and do something around the holidays that can give your kids an education on what it is to give back too.
Yes, absolutely. We always like to say that we like to become a family's tradition. You know, Angel Tree, we're told volunteers, we do this every year. And the same thing with kettles. You know, make it a family tradition where you're out there and you're able to share with your children and share with each other the ways that maybe we don't realize how blessed we are.
Mm-hmm.
And how that goes to others who need it.
And maybe we've got prospective soon-to-be rising college students or those who are in college that need volunteer hours for scholarship and things of that nature, Tennessee Promise. So I guess this would be a great opportunity
this
for that, too.
This would be a fantastic opportunity for them to be able to do that.
Very good. Registertoring.org. That's where you sign up to
yes.
register to ring right here in Rutherford County. SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org, the website, if you'd like to give in one of the online kettles or before the end of the year, you can do that. Did we hit all the high notes here today?
We did, but I also wanted to also let everyone know that Delta Dental of Tennessee is currently matching all gifts up to $12,000 for our area. And so we definitely want to make sure that we are reaching that within our community's kettles.
Okay. When is the deadline for that? I guess Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, very good. Let's get out. And so for every dollar you put in the kettle, that means $2.
That is absolutely right. Another meal.
Hey, how about that? So what is a meal cost?
We try to keep it around $5 to $7. We try to make sure it's nutritional and it's hearty to fill them up, because oftentimes it's the only meal they receive.
Absolutely. Well, great to know that. So put $6 in, and you know that can double, and that's two meals, and you know that's the way that you can help out. Sergeant Keith, thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Very nice to meet you here. Sergeant Ruby Keith with the Salvation Army Murfreesboro, the Corps Administrator, joining us here on the show today. And we thank you for listening in. Here again, the websites, and when I post the podcast, I will put links to them as well. So if you'd like to register to ring, registertoring.org at the kettles, and SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org as well. Great local community-minded nonprofit right here in our community doing great work. Thanks for joining us again today, and we'll see you back here next time for Rutherford Issues.